This is Pedaling the Pueblo, a project of Living Streets Alliance connecting you to bicycle events and news in Tucson. Hello, and welcome to this episode of Pedaling the Pueblo. I'm your host, Sofia Moraga-Franco, Bike Initiatives Coordinator at Living Streets Alliance, and I'm here today with my guest, Anna Zivarts, Director of the Disability Mobility Initiative Program at Disability Rights Washington and author of the book, When Driving is Not an Option, Steering Away from Car Dependency. I know I just gave you a little intro, but can you tell us a bit more about yourself?
Yeah, hi. So I am a low vision mom. I grew up in Washington State and I live in Washington State now. But in between, I lived in New York City for many years and spent about a year here in Tucson, which is where I hope to end up someday. I love it here.
Oh, that's news to me. That's exciting. Why, out of curiosity, why were you here in Tucson?
I fell in love with Tucson when I was living in New York. Just the climate, the desert, the bikeability, and the openness, the light, the sky.
Could go
the
on
people,
and on.
The food. I still love it. I'm sad that I'm not here.
Well, maybe one day. And just around the corner, we have an initiative that began at Disability Rights Washington, and that's the National Week Without Driving Challenge. Anna, I'm wondering if you can tell us a bit about this challenge, how it started, and what it has become.
The Week Without Driving Challenge is something we started in Washington State because we'd done all this work documenting stories and getting to know different non-drivers from around our state. And we wanted elected leaders and other decision makers to understand some of those stories and to start to, you know, have more motivation to make change, to make our communities less car dependent. So that's how we started. The first year, we weren't sure if anyone was going to participate. We put out some invites, and we had probably a dozen or so elected officials join us the first year. And it was so transformative for them to see and experience what it was like to make all their trips, not just, you know, the easy trips, but all their trips for a week without driving themselves. And so that really motivated us to grow it, to, put more effort into organizing and collaborating with other groups across Washington State. And then the third year, we started getting all these calls from groups from other states and didn't have the capacity to really grow it nationally. And so we partnered with America Walks. And now in its fourth year, last year and this year, it's been a National Week Without Driving Challenge. And it's tremendous. Last year, I think we had about 40 states participating. This year, we have all 50. There's more than 400 organizations across the country that are co-hosting it. And already, you know, every day I open up my Google and news alerts and there's stories from all over the country about different communities doing cool things.
Wow, that's super powerful. I'm wondering, what's the main goal with National Week Without Driving?
You know, for us, I think it's really about making sure that people are aware that there are so many non-drivers in every community. Right? I think there's an assumption that everyone drives in America, and that's just not true. And so the purpose of the Week Without Driving is to shine a light on how many non-drivers exist, how we get around, and what are the things we can start to do to make our communities work better for non-drivers and work better for all of us.
This has been an episode of Pedaling the Pueblo with your host, Soph, and guest, Anna. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. And to find out more about Pedaling the Pueblo, visit the program page at kxci.org.